Unit 5. Focus on listening. Listen to 3 excerpts from interviews with criminals. Which of the reasons in the previous text do you think motivated them to commit such crimes?
Open up 6.
It's no surprise. I'm in prison. I'm just like my dad. He was a big man, and he had a very quick temper. He was violent at home, always hitting me and my mom, and he was violent outside the home, always picking arguments and fighting with people. So he was in and out of prison all the time. I'm the same. That's why I'm in jail at the moment. Me and some peers, we went to a club. Someone said something I didn't like and I hit him, really hard, so he was badly injured. The police came and took me off to the station. In the corridor of the police station, I did something really stupid. I lost my temper with a police officer and attacked him. I'm sorry now, of course. If I had learned to control my temper when I was a kid, I wouldn't have hit the police officer. You just can't do that. In prison, I attend a class on how to control your anger. I'm learning a lot from the instructor and the other people in the class. I think it'll be useful when I come out of prison. I'll be able to control my temper better. I'm 25 and actually, all I want to do now is keep out of trouble, settle down, and lead a normal life.
The newspapers call me Mr. Big. I like that, but I didn't like the sentence I got. 20 years in prison. I didn't expect to be caught. You see, I plan crimes, but I don't actually commit them. I get other people to do that. I know I'm very intelligent. Everyone says so. If I had wanted to, I could have become a top businessman or maybe a lawyer. But early on, I decided to follow a life of crime. It was an easy way to make money. And later, I started planning really big robberies. That's what I really enjoyed. I organized some big robberies. We made lots of money. But then I planned a robbery at the airport, gold bullion, worth over $20 million. Unfortunately, my team of robbers made a mistake. They stayed at the airport too long. If they had done their job more quickly, they would have left in time, and the police wouldn't have caught them. One of my gang gave my name to the police, and I was arrested. I'm 51 now. When I get out of prison, I'll buy a villa in Spain and retire there. Plenty of my friends are already over there.
My parents didn't have much money, but they were good to me. We lived in a poor area in LA. A lot of people were unemployed, and the crime rate was high. When I was about 8 years old, I joined a gang of girls, and we used to go shoplifting. You know, stealing things from shops and stores. It was great fun until we got caught. I'll never forget my mom's face when the police officer came to our door. Then, when I was a teenager, I started stealing from houses, and when they caught me, I was sent to reform school. That's where they put young people who commit crimes. When I came out, I couldn't get a job, and I was unemployed for over a year. So what choice did I have? If I hadn't been unemployed, I wouldn't have started robbing ATMs. I was sent to prison for 2 years. I'm 21 now, and I don't want to go back to prison. I think I've been so unlucky in my life. If I had lived in a different area, I wouldn't have become a criminal, and I might have tried harder if I hadn't been unemployed. So my life would have been totally different. I would have studied at night school, if I had found a good job and I got some qualifications. Anyway, now I'm going to move out of the area and make a new start somewhere else.